Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
We're going to talk about food storage. Like, for example, are bananas best kept in a bunch? Should you keep bread in the fridge? How long does your chicken curry actually last after it's cooked? Apart from buying less, one of the ways you can avoid food waste is by knowing how to properly store your food. It also means that you won't get some form of infection and be on the jacks for 2 days. So dietitian Orla Walsh is in studio to chat about food storage and myths and tips to get you going. So you can get your questions in on 51552, whatever you want to know, you can ask her in the next 10 minutes. Orla, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Good, good to see you. First of all, okay, in general, what goes in the fridge and what doesn't?
Most things nearly go in the fridge. When it comes to just say meats and things, so they go in the fridge, uncooked and cooked. So if you think about the fridge, the bottom shelf is going to be the cooked meat, so it can't are the uncooked meats, so they can't drip on everything. Then the cooked meats and the things like yogurts and stuff and jars of things, they go on the second and top shelf.
Okay.
Now in the door, you can have the condiments and, you know, that's where a lot of people put their milk as well and maybe their eggs. But fruit and veg would go into the drawers, and a lot of fruit and veg would be best kept in the fridge just because it keeps it fresh for longer, so you have longer to eat it, and it would reduce food waste. But that said, you know, if you have a big family, you might not have space to do that.
Okay, interesting. You said condiments in the
door. I knew as soon as I got this email that I was being brought in to settle a beef between people. So
come on.
When it comes to condiments, it's often in the fridge, but it will say so on the label if it can be stored out of the fridge. So it's worth checking individual brands.
Okay, interesting. Eggs. I've started putting mine in the fridge. Is that the best place for them?
Yeah, they are supposed to be kept in the fridge. We want to think that advice from years ago is different to advice these days because most people have their houses far too warm.
Okay.
You can tell how uncomfortable I am going into most people's houses. I love a cold house, but no, houses are far too warm these days and that's half the problem.
Do you keep your, I always keep my butter on the counter because it really annoys me if it's too hard and I can't put it on the bread.
Yeah, it does annoy me, but we have a family history of heart disease on both sides, so we try to reduce butter anyway. So it's my method of reducing it by storing it in the fridge, but it should be actually stored in the fridge as well.
It should be in the fridge.
It's just, you can't, you know, when you're trying to spread it, it's such a nightmare unless you grate it to spread it or else give it a bit of a zap in the microwave first.
Okay. Bananas, how do we keep them fresh for longer?
So this is the interesting thing. So bananas release gas that ripens some fruit and veg, and some fruit and veg are very susceptible to be ripened by this gas, such as the likes of cabbage, cucumbers, celery and carrots. But also the same gas is released with apples and pears and kiwis and mangoes. So if you think about your fruit bowl, in some ways you'd be better off having two separate ones where they're ones that release the gas can ripen each other and you just have to eat them quickly to the ones that have a longer life if they're kept away from them. So bananas release the gas, apples, pears, kiwis and mangoes. But they can be used to their benefit as well. So if you did want to ripen other fruits, you could put them with those fruits.
Okay.
And they'll ripen. But as soon as they're ripe, put them in the fridge.
Let's talk about reheating stuff. Kate, producer Kate, is terrified to reheat rice.
Yeah, so rice is one of those things that has to be cooled. It has to be cooled properly.
Okay.
So while most things you want to get it into the fridge within 2 hours, rice you want to really get it into the fridge within an hour. So she's right to be nervous about it. You know, cool it properly and then heat it properly. So you're talking about piping hot all the way through. Not some people just heat it so that it's a comfortable temperature for them to eat, but actually you want to heat it until it's piping hot and then allow it to cool a little bit to eat it.
I have a 3 day rule in my house. If I cook something, I will only eat it within 3 days. Is that a good rule to have?
Yeah, I often suggest 2 to 3 days for people for and it's a good kind of rule of thumb because you can't always trust how quickly you've cooled it as well. So you know, there's some things that it could be fine for 4 to 5 days, but again, it's just how quick did you cool it.
Okay, somebody texts in, say you use half a can of beans, can you keep half in the can and put some cling film over it and put it back in the fridge, or do you have to take it out and put it in a bowl?
Take it out and put it in a bowl. The only canned stuff that you can keep storing in the can are ones that come with lids that you can take on and off. But if it's a lid that you have to remove with the the Yokima Jigs, I can't think of the name, tin opener, that's it, then you have to put them in a bowl or to store them, because oxygen just gets on the tin and you don't want any of that tin getting into your food.
Gotcha. Baby batch cooking, somebody texts in. Any tips on that? In storage in particular?
In storage, again, it's about cooling as quick as possible. You cool it quickly by putting it into flat Tupperware or flat dishes, and so that rather than deep ones. And then you could actually put the lid on and put them in cold water too, to encourage the cooling process and just get them super cool, and then store them in the fridge or the freezer. With weaning though, you know, really you're trying to wean a child to fit in with your what you currently eat for breakfast and lunch and dinner, and not the other way around. So really, you know, they should just be eating your dinner.
Okay, fair enough. Let's talk about freezing. How long should stuff be in the freezer, or is it different time limits on different items of food?
Yeah, so generally if you freeze it properly, it can live in there nearly indefinitely, which is good news for my mum and her famous lasagna. But that was in 1985, was it, or something? But when it comes to freezing stuff, it is indefinitely. It's just the quality suffers. So generally if you freeze it for longer than a year, with most things, the quality of it is going to suffer a little bit. So that's why you need a rotation system. There are, have you ever seen stars on the boxes of frozen items? That kind of gives you a guide on, combine that with information on the pack and the stars on your freezer to see how long you can store it and how well it's frozen for, because not all freezers are created equal. Generally, you want your freezer to be minus 18 degrees, so, but not all of them are.
Okay. Somebody texts in, if I freeze something 3 days before the use-by date, do I still have those 3 days when I defrost it, or do I have to eat it right after defrosting?
So generally we have to, when we defrost something, we have to eat it within 24 hours. But I get what you mean, that freezing it before the use by date does actually give you a little bit of leeway. It's all about reducing the growth of bacteria and the like. So, you know, you definitely have to consume it before the use by date. And generally speaking, it's really hard to remember when you froze things, unless you're an extremely organized person. So the general rule is to eat it within 24 hours.
Okay. Should we wash meat before cooking it?
No, because we're just going to get bacteria splashed everywhere. So, you know, you still see it in programs these days with people washing chickens, and you're definitely not supposed to be doing that.
Okay. Text in, odd one, but what about water? I keep a bottle in the fridge and it might be there for a week or two. Does that pose any risks?
It just depends on how clean the bottle is. It's more to do with the bottle than the water. And it's one of those ones that people always wonder about formula as well. Like, you're heating up the water, not because we think there's something wrong with the water, is we're heating up the water to boiling and then adding the formula into it to kill the bacteria in the formula. So again, it's with water, that water bottle question, it's how clean is your water bottle. But if you've been sipping out of it every single day, you know, while you're storing it in the fridge, then you're going to be transferring bacteria every time.
How do you think glass is the way to go when you're storing stuff? Containers?
Yeah, glass is a good way to do it. We are trying to reduce plastics, not only for environmental reasons, but they are associated as being an endocrine blocker. So the more plastics we use, the more it could potentially block some of the hormones in our body. So I do try and get people to use glass a little bit more, or their plates or their bowls at home, rather than plastic lunch boxes. But I'm not scaremongering by any means, but certainly reducing the plastics wouldn't do any harm.
I give my kids, I'm not a fan of them drinking out of plastic straws or anything like that in school. You know, those flippy, I always give them the aluminium ones.
Yeah, me too. If they're allowed and they don't start using them as a weapon, and you get an email about that. But
that's potentially gonna happen,
and the paper straws, they just disintegrate. You know, they're not fit for purpose. But yeah, so it is a good idea to get those steel ones.
Yeah.
They're really handy and easy to clean.
Let's talk about avocados. Yeah. This is a sentence I thought I'd never say on air. But they seem to go off at the drop of a hat. What do we do with them?
So we need to be careful what we're storing them with. So again, if you want to ripen them quickly, you'd have them near the bananas and apples and pears. And then as soon as they're ripe, put them into the fridge and they'll keep better that way. But it is a ticking time bomb and happens quickly. So they are quite sensitive to that gas being produced by some of the fruits and veg, and they do emit it themselves. So watch it like a hawk. But what I would suggest is just to take off the nubbin bit on top, and you know, when that's green, then you store it in the fridge.
Okay. And you did mention, so your freezer should be at minus 18.
Yeah. And your fridge at least less than 5, but ideally less than 4.
Okay. You can all check that. And this will hopefully give our food a bit of longevity. Okay. But so let's say we lose electricity. What is the best way of keeping our food alive, and what should just go in the bin straight away?
Well, you've got at least 4, they say around 4 hours, but it just depends on how often people are going to the fridge and opening it just to stare in. So you have to kind of stop people doing that as much as possible. But it just, again, it just depends on how hot it is outside of the fridge, you know, how hot you keep your house and whether it's summer and winter and all of that. But generally, you've got around 4 hours to eat it, which is
wow.
Yeah,
that's not a long time.
Some things will obviously create more bacteria and faster, and a lot of it's just to do with, you know, how often are you going to that and using that and grabbing it with your dirty hands, basically. So you would bring in, you know, hand hygiene and making sure that everyone's scrubbing their hands and minimise how often that door is opened.
Somebody text in, I have jams in my fridge that have no mould, but they might be there about 6 months. Am I gross or is that okay?
No, I wouldn't say you're gross. That's fine. It is a good idea to look at use by on all condiments, because they can live there for years and go, gosh, I only got that mustard last week and it's a year ago. So do go by the use by. But best before is just giving us an idea on how tasty it's going to be and the quality of the product. So the quality does suffer over time, but you don't have to bin it just because it's gone over the best before.
Okay. Eggs are not in the fridge when we buy them. Can you ask her why?
They're in cooled areas. So, you know, pharmacies, supermarkets, you can tell I had migraine yesterday, my ability to find words. So supermarkets are just much cooler than everyone's house. Like most people's houses are 20 degrees. It's absolutely mainly too hot. While supermarkets are nice and chilled. So again, it just depends on your house. But the general guidance is certainly in the fridge.
If in doubt, throw it out.
If in doubt, throw it out.
There we go. There we have it. That was dietitian Orla Walsh debunking the myths of food storage, as well as giving us loads of tips to make our food last longer and keep us from getting sick. Thank you, Orla. And if in doubt, throw it out.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.